You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, Navratri is over, holidays are behind us, and it is time for the grind yet again. It is a Monday, the 22nd of October, the beginning of a new trading week, and all that we saw over the course of the past week and all that we can expect from the markets today is what we're going to find out as we take a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a sell-off on Friday with the Nifty 50 index tanking almost 150 points. The index slipped 1.6% while the S&P BSE Sensex witnessed a fall of 1.2% for the week ended October 19th. Selling in large cap names like RIL, TCS as well as renewed concerns about liquidity conditions in the NBFC space dented investor sentiment. RBI opens a banking tap to ease liquidity crunch at NBFCs also failed to lift sentiment. The provision will allow banks to free up 50,000 to 60,000 crore rupees of liquidity which banks can lend to NBFCs till the 31st of December. Hemang Jani, head of advisory, Share Khan by BNP Paribas, went on to tell Money Control, and I quote, "Post the ILNFS crisis, NBFCs are facing a credit crunch with liquidity drying up and banks reluctant to lend to the sector. We maintain a cautious view on the sector. We prefer private banks such as HDFC, which have a healthy CASA ratio. Investors with patience and a longer holding period can systematically accumulate corporate lending banks such as ICICI Bank and Axis Bank over the next 6 to 9 months for handsome gains, better than benchmark indices, over 24 to 30 months," he went on to say. Given the fact that we have expiry in the coming week, markets are likely to remain volatile. As long as the index stays below 10,450 to 10,480 zones, it could slip towards its crucial support and recent swing low of 10,200 to 10,138 zones on the upside. Multiple hurdles are seen at every small bounce towards 10,500 levels. The big news that we'll be tracking over the course of today will still be coming from the earnings front. Earnings will remain the talking point this week as well. As many as 38 companies will be reporting results for the September quarter later today, including big names like Asian Paints, Can Fin Homes, GlaxoSmithKline Pharma, HOEC, Hindustan Zinc, Oberoi Realty, Omax Auto, Wellspun India, among others. And there are already some street estimates. Asian Paints' net profit is likely to grow by 3.8% year-on-year to 546 crore rupees. Hindustan Zinc net profit is likely to fall by 21% year-on-year to 1,781 crore rupees. And finally, Oberoi Realty net profit is likely to rise by 145% year-on-year to 256 crore rupees. As usual, let's find out what the math is telling us. The technical view shows Nifty having formed a bearish candle on the weekly scale. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,138 to 10,200, 10,380 and 10,500. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,600. Maximum put OI placed at 10,000 and 10,200. And what will be some stocks that we'll be watching out for today? HDFC Bank, the country's second largest private sector lender, has reported a healthy 20.6% year-on-year growth in quarter 2 FY19 profit to 5,005.73 crore rupees, driven by net interest income, that is NII, other income and operating income. ICICI Lombard General Insurance quarter 2 FY19 net profit grew 43.6% year-on-year to 293.1 crore rupees due to a reduction in expenses. And finally, private life insurer SBI Life Insurance posted an 11% year-on-year increase in its September quarter net profit at 250.33 crore rupees. The new business premium for quarter 2 FY19 saw a 9% increase year-on-year to 2,221.92 crore rupees. So HDFC Bank, ICICI Lombard and SBI Life Insurance will be among the stocks that we'll be watching out for over the course of today. And finally, to add a cherry on top of your sundae, we'll make this walk worth your while. We'll give you some recommendations that we received from finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. ITC has a buy call from them, target of 306 rupees, stop loss 275 rupees for return of 6%. NIIT Technologies with a buy call as well, target 1,288 rupees, stop loss at 1,220 rupees for return of 4%. And finally, Avenue Supermart has a sell call with a target of 1,201 rupees, stop loss at 1,268 rupees, downside of about 3%. ITC Limited and NIIT Technologies with buy calls, and Avenue Supermart with a sell call by finance.com. Well, hopefully the Monday blues won't get to you as you get to work or indeed go on to trade on Dalal Street. We wish you a fantastic day at the markets. We'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. And in between, there'll be all sorts of podcasts and a variety of topics for you to enjoy. So if you feel the need to whet your appetite for podcasts, there's plenty to choose from. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.